I'm Kempson Cross. This is your look at sports. Sadie Hutzler is bringing home the reserve champion title in pole bending from the Little Bridges National Finals Rodeo in Oklahoma. Hutzler finished third place in the short go and second place in the average. She finished as the reserve champion pole bender out of 193 girls. She placed 22nd out of 239 girls in barrel racing. She was also 128th out of 194 girls in the breakaway roping event. Hutzler's horse, Cue the Lights, was named Horse of the Year by the American Quarter Horse Association. The Jackson Bulls lost to the Laverne Redbirds 9-3 at home on Sunday. Members of the 10U Huskies baseball team that's going to the state tournament were honored during the pregame at Wacker Field. Laverne scored three runs in the top of the second inning for a 3-0 lead. Chris Gumto smacked a two-run single in the bottom of the fourth to make it 3-2 Redbirds. Laverne scored once to make it 4-2 in the fifth. Alex Bretzman scored on an error to make it 4-3 in the seventh. Laverne scored five runs in the top of the ninth to make the final score. Gumto had a pair of hits while Sam Bush and Carter Snyder scored the other runs for the Bulls. Ryan Rashie struck out six batters while giving up five runs, with three of them earned on nine hits in 8 2/3 innings for Jackson. The 9-7 Bulls visit the Lakefield Horned Frogs next Sunday. The Heron Lake Lakers lost to the Hadley Buttermakers 18-0 in seven innings on the road. The 1-14 Lakers host the Wyndham Pirates next Sunday. The Minnesota Twins surrendered three runs in the top of the 10th during a 7-5 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays at Target Field. Harrison Bader hit a pinch hit, game-tying home run in the bottom of the 8th, but Justin Topa gave up a go-ahead double in the 10th and was charged with a loss. Byron Buxton also homered in the losing effort. The Twins remain in second place in the AL Central at 43-47. They host the Cubs on Tuesday night. The Minnesota Lynx are on a five-game winning streak after an 80-75 win over the Chicago Sky at the Target Center. The Sky missed a game-tying three with under 10 seconds left in regulation, and Nafisa Collier put the game away with a pair of free throws. Collier scored 21 points in the victory, while Courtney Williams led the team with 25. The Lynx are in first place in the WNBA at 17-2. They visit the Mercury on Wednesday. In other team news, Collier was named the Western Conference Player of the Month over the weekend, while Williams was added to the WNBA All-Star Game. Byron Buxton is headed back to the MLB All-Star Game. The Twins center fielder was named as a reserve for the American League team. The selection is the second of Buxton's career, and it allows him to play in his home state of Georgia. The 31-year-old is hitting .270 with 20 home runs, 50 RBIs, and 16 stolen bases this season. The NBA has its first ever 7-team trade deal in the books. The headline out of the mega deal is that the Phoenix Suns are saying goodbye to 15-time All-Star Kevin Durant, who will be going to the Houston Rockets in exchange for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and a host of other transactions. The Durant deal wasn't eligible to be completed until Sunday, when the moratorium ended and deals were allowed to be consummated in the NBA's 2025-26 league year due to satisfying salary cap requirements. Several players wound up being drafted from picks involved in the deal last month, including the 45th pick by the Minnesota Timberwolves, Rocco Zakarski. Minnesota officially acquired the rights to the 7'3" Australian center, two future second-round picks, and cash considerations as part of that multi-team trade. You can always find our latest local sports coverage online at kkoj.com. That's your look at sports. I'm Kempson Cross.